Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. January 8th. I once emphatically told my family that their bickering was making our newly sober loved one nervous, and this might cause her to start drinking again. I was shocked when I was told, just as emphatically, "Well, let her." I realized that I was still trying to make everything smooth and easy for the alcoholic because I hadn't accepted that I was just as powerless over alcoholism in sobriety as I had been during the active years. It was then that I truly discovered how beautifully letting go and letting God can work. When I fully understood how powerless I was over the situation, I was able to trust that the alcoholic has her own higher power and that, together, they can work out her future. I felt like a new person because I was free of the constant need to watch over her, free to live my own life. I care about the alcoholic in my life more than I can say. I wish her health, happiness, and sobriety, but I cannot hand these things to her. She and her higher power are in charge of that. I can only love her, and when I stop to think about it, that is enough. Today's reminder. Today, I choose to place my trust in that higher power, knowing that all is well. If we supply the willingness, God supplies the power. The Al-Anon Family Groups, Classic Edition. From the book, Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.